Hi, what's good? I'm back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. We live on TikTok and we pre-recording for YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, that's where the video goes, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. The audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Don't forget, Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC or PromoPalace.biz. Need online marketing promotions for your brand, your music, for a product or whatever, go to PromoPalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, or animal lover, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. Also, don't forget, I got a shout out, Dizzle Brand, DizzleBrand.com. Check them out. Just add Ice Dizzle. Do your Dizzle. For y'all TikTokers down here, y'all can check it out. Bam, Dizzle. All right, I'm going to get in a couple. First, I got to get into these scores. Week two scores in the NFL. Of course, the Washington football team, which I don't know if they're ever going to come up with a different name. I mean, they beat the Giants 30-29. Patriots beat the Jets 25-6, and I picked the Patriots on that one. Broncos beat the Jags, and I picked the Broncos on that one. Bills beat the Dolphins easily 35-0. Picked the Bills on that. Eagles got beat by the 49ers 17-11. I picked the 49ers on that. Rams lost to the Colts 27-24. Raiders beat the Steelers, which I picked the Raiders over the Steelers, and I picked the Rams over the Colts. I picked the Bengals over the Bears, but the Bears beat the Bengals 20-17. Browns beat the Texans 31-21, and I picked the Browns. I actually got this one right too. My Carolina Panthers won 26-7 over the Saints. I said it. Saints was not. People pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes. Pump the brakes on the Saints, man. Jameis Winston led the league in interceptions last time he played. Cardinals beat the Vikings, and I think I picked the Vikings over Cardinals on that. Falcons got beat by the Buccaneers easily 48-25. I picked the Buccaneers on that. I picked the Titans over the Seahawks, which they won 33-30. Cowboys won 20-17 over the Chargers. I did not get that one right. I picked the Chargers. I also picked the Chiefs over the Ravens, and the Ravens won 36-35. And, of course, I picked the Packers over the Lions. I don't think I would ever pick the Lions over the Packers, and the Packers won 35-17. You know, and got some good games coming up next week, which we will get into later. I want to get a couple topics, get a couple world event topics. One is something I posted on Facebook. Where, you know, it's okay for people to legally cross a border and or illegally cross a border and come in here and don't have to be vaccinated. But the government's trying to force everybody, all the citizens of the United States, to be vaccinated. You know, like, that is so hypocritical. It's such a double standard. It's so bogus, man. I mean, stop it, man. You know. You can't have one or the other. It's either both, you know. Like, yo, I mean, how much more I got to talk on this kind of stuff? Like, it's such a double standard. It's such hypocrisy. Y'all let thousands of people cross the border illegally. And trust me, you can't. There's plenty of countries you can't just cross their border on foot, you know. It's illegal if you do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, every country, you're supposed to go into every country with a passport. You know, that's the legal way to do things. So if you're not going into a country with a passport, you're doing it illegally. Every country requires passports to go into that country. So let's stop it, you know, with that. And the fact that y'all don't, you know, y'all, if you're not going to make people get vaccinated at the border, then shut the hell up of trying to make regular citizens to get vaccinated. Because, first of all, those non-citizens, they don't have no United States rights because they're not citizens. They're not citizens of the United States. So they have no rights. The rights of the United States are not their rights. They're not citizens, you know. So stop it. They don't get the First, Second, and Third, Fourth Amendment. They're not citizens. That only covers citizens. Actual U.S. born citizens or people that come from other countries and legally become citizens. Like my sister's husband, my brother-in-law, his parents, they came from the Philippines. They came in here legally because that's the thing. Most of those people, some of them are coming in illegally, but most of those are women coming in illegally and from like Europe and other countries like on the East Coast. It's only the southern border where everybody can just come in illegally. On the East Coast and the West Coast border, yeah, some people get smuggled in, but most of the times those are women that they bring in for sex trafficking and stuff like that, that are fooled into thinking that they're going to live a great, you know, beautiful life in America. But when they get over here, they're forced to prostitute or do whatever that they tell them to do. But yeah, y'all got to stop these double standards. It's hypocrisy. If these people coming in this country illegally are not, you're not making them get vaccinated, then shut the hell up about trying to make us get vaccinated. Because we got rights in this country, and they don't, you know. It's just such a double standard. It really is, you know. And now this vaccine thing I'm about to get into with this next topic. Three women accused of attacking woman over vax proof. Like y'all didn't know it was going to get to this. Where a person can't even go into a restaurant. They go into a restaurant and are asked for vaccination proof. Proof of vaccination. I wouldn't so much do what the ladies did, you know. And they're basically what happened is it was an Asian lady hostess and three African-American women. She asked her for facts, asked them for vax proof, and they attacked her. Now, they said after the police done locked them up and everything, now they're saying that she screamed racial remarks. All due respect, man. All due respect. Just because somebody calls you names doesn't give you the right to put your hands on them assaulting. Three women assaulting one woman. Like, y'all are such cowards. You're such cowards. You know, I'm pretty sure it's easy for any three people to attack one person. Even the three women attack one man. I mean, it's easy. Y'all are cowards. It's 3-on-1. You know, I don't believe it one bit that she made racial remarks because I know a lot of Asian people and they're not racist. They have racism displayed towards them. Most Asian people I know, people are racist towards them. And with all due respect, Asians don't even got enough power in America to be racist, like to exhibit real racism. They're not like this institutional racism that people talk about. Asians ain't got nothing to do with that. Asians ain't this so-called, you know, all this racism that's going on in America. They ain't got nothing to do with Asians. You know, so I don't believe it one bit that she got racist with them. I believe they're using that as an excuse so they can try to, you know, like make it acceptable, you know, try to make it acceptable. Like they had a valid reason. They had valid reason to attack the woman, which you don't. You know what? And these are older women. What happened to sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you? I mean, if you let all your emotions get out of attack and you attack somebody, assault somebody because they call you one name, I hate to say it, you're a weak-minded human being. You're a weak-minded human being, you know? So, also, it shouldn't have got to this. It wouldn't have got to this if people weren't requiring proof of vaccination. First of all, it's none of your business if those women are vaccinated. That's the only thing I'll defend them on. It's none of your business if they were vaccinated. But past that, I'm not defending him one bit. Even if the Asian woman called him some racial slur, that doesn't give you the right for three women to assault her. You're weak-minded human beings. That's all you are, weak-minded human beings. Spaz out and cry like little crybabies when somebody calls you a name. You know, I've been called cracker, honky, you know, all types of names in my life. I don't fight nobody over it. You know what I fight people over? When you fuck with my family and you mess with my money. You fuck with my family and mess with my money. Anything else, I don't care less what you call me. I deal with thousands and thousands and thousands of musicians. You know, I've had musicians I promoted sit there and, you know, get mad and like want to call me a scammer because they didn't get the results that they thought they should have got for a $25 promotion. You know, when everybody else is spending $250,000 in the music business, they think they should, you know, they didn't get the world, they didn't get the whole floodgates open up for $25, so I'm a scammer. I ain't gonna fight them over it. You know. You come to my house, threaten me, then we fight. You know, you mess with my family, then we fight. You mess with my money, then we fight. Past that, you can call me all the names in the world, man. I ain't gonna fight you over it unless you assault me first. You know, so you're a weak-minded individual. I don't care what word they call you. I don't care if they call you honky, cracker, the N-word. Whatever racial term, any Hispanic racial terms, Asian racial terms, it doesn't give three women or three people the right to assault one person whatsoever. You're just a weak-minded individual. You're pathetic. You're pathetic. You know, you're just as, even if she did make a racial remark, you're just as a scumbag. You're just as big as a scumbag because you let your emotions and you let all that drive you, three people, into assaulting a person into a public place, which is illegal, by mind you. So the only thing I would defend a woman on, it really is nobody's business if they were vaccinated or not. But past that, I don't care what the lady said to you. It doesn't give you the right to assault nobody unless they assault you first. Even in the laws of nature, that doesn't give you the right to assault nobody if they ain't assault you first. A freaking tiger or a tiger cares what a hyena calls him. You think a bear cares what a freaking lion calls him? Or like animals don't care what other animals call them. You know, it's only when they're assaulted, they're attacked, or they're threatened, they're in danger. If you're not, your life wasn't threatened or in danger, you ain't got no right for three people to assault any person. I don't care what the fuck they call you. If your life is not in danger, you have no right for three people to be assaulting one person. Y'all are just such pathetic human beings, man. Such pathetic human beings, you know. But, yeah, that's my take on it. Like, the more this stuff is going to happen, the more they keep asking people for vaccine proof to get in places. And don't get me wrong. A business has every right. A business has every right to not let non-vaccinated people in. But it's still none of their business whether a person is vaccinated or not. So it's a slippery slope. They got every right to let whoever they want to in their establishment. Even if a business decides they don't want to serve a person of a certain color, that's their right. That's their business. They can accept what money and decline whatever money they want to. I decline plenty of money all the time. Soon as a person hits me up and asks me the simple question, is this a legit or a scam? I'm declining your money every time because you already offended me. You've already offended me because, first of all, if I was a scammer, I sure as hell wouldn't tell you because that's the whole part of being a scammer. Scammers just don't. Anybody that asks somebody, is this a scam? Okay, first of all, you're a complete idiot You're a moron. You're a jackass. Because if it was a scammer wouldn't tell you. That's the whole point of scamming you, you freaking idiot. So I would decline your money instantly just because you're dumber than a bag of bricks. So yes, I decline people's money that is dumber than a bag of bricks. If you're dumb and you know nothing about the business that I'm promoting, then I do not want your money. I don't care if you're black, blue, purple, green, yellow, orange, white, gray. I don't want your money. So a business has the right to decline anybody's business for any freaking reason. I don't care what it is. If they decide they don't want no white people in their business, hey, guess what? They have that right. They decide I don't want white people's money. Guess what? They have that right. If they decide they don't want Asian people money, they have that right. Hispanic people money, black people money, they got that right. People don't got to take somebody's money just because you say so. They can decline any business they want for any freaking reason. I don't care what the government says or a constitution says. Nobody got to take your money. Stop it. I'm talking about the real world, not some fairy tale, imaginary, made up, bogus stuff. Ain't nobody got to take no money they don't want to take. And they decide, I don't want your money. Guess what? They don't have to take your money. They have that right. They have that choice. You know, but the government, y'all want to take away our choice. Y'all want us to provide proof of vaccination. You want us to get vaccinated without the choice, without any choice whatsoever, you know, for a vaccination that's really not a cure, that takes weeks from what I'm hearing to even kick in. So that means you could still go to the emergency room with the vaccination. And people still go to the emergency room with the vaccination. People that are vaccinated still carry COVID and still are able to transmit it to other people, to other vaccinated people, and they could still go to the emergency room too. So this is a temporary solution. This is not a permanent solution. I'm in the business of marketing promotions. And in the business of marketing promotions, we're in the business of permanent solutions. Permanent solutions. Temporary solutions don't cut it. Nada. Zilch. No. They are not acceptable in my life, in my line of work whatsoever. You know, but yeah, that's my take. People should have to be forced to get vaccines. They should have to provide proof of vaccines. But if a business doesn't want vaccinated people in there, then guess what? The business doesn't want vaccinated people in there. They have that right too. So that's the thing. That's the thing about rights. You might have a choice and you might have a right to say, I don't want to get vaccinated, like me. But that's the thing. If a business tells me they got to see proof of vaccination, I'm just going to be like, well, fuck you. I ain't coming in. I'll take my money elsewhere because everybody's not going to provide proof of vaccination. Because if they do that, if every business on the planet wants to provide proof of vaccination, they're going to lose a ton of business. It's not smart business-wise. So, I think I need to stay on this topic because, first of all, providing proof of vaccination is not smart business-wise. Fortunately for me, I'm an online business. Ain't nobody coming to my house paying for marketing promotions. You paying online with Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, and that's it. You know? So nobody's coming to my house for paying me for marketing promotions. You know? So I don't got to worry about saying, oh, people, you can't come. And I wouldn't require nobody provide proof of vaccination to come into my house, even though it's my place of business. Even if you could come to my place of business and pay me cash, I wouldn't require proof of vaccine because I'm not vaccinated. I don't really want to get vaccinated because I just want to see what it fully is before. I'm just not really comfortable. It's a temporary solution. It's not a cure. It's not a permanent fix. It takes weeks to even kick in. You got to get boosters. It's just too much going on. And there's not just one. There's two or three of these vaccines out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing, you know. And it has nothing about for me to do with me being a Republican or a Democrat. It has everything with me being a independent, free-thinking, free-minded, self-employed human being that dictates my life. I dictate my life, not the government, not some clown president, not some puppet president that can't even talk straight, can't even walk up the stairs straight, but he's supposed to run this country. He's a puppet, you know. But yeah, it's going to be a slippery slope, man. I said it before, this vaccine proof, this proof of vaccination, it's not going to go well because half of America, 51% of America, I think, is still not vaccinated. So this is what gets me. 49% of Americans are calling the rest of us murderers and domestic terrorists. Are you dummies? Can you add? Do you not account? Because 51% is bigger than 49%, you freaking idiots. So that should tell you something, that a higher percentage of people don't want to get vaccinated than the ones that do. But you dummies on the left want to act like we're the problem. Y'all can't even count. Because there's 2% or less of y'all that are doing it. That we have the majority. 51% is more than 49. We have the majority, you idiots. You can't count. You're dumber than a bag of bricks. Want to blame everybody on the right, or like we're all Republicans, or we're all on the right. You know, the ones not vaccinated. Well, that's 51% of us, which is a majority over 49%, because y'all apparently can't count. 49, 50, 51. Wow, y'all can't even count to two. But yeah, man, this wouldn't even happen if y'all wasn't even, trying to force people to get vaccinated. And New York is going to have this happening a lot because y'all require proof of vaccination. And you probably going to have a lot of this too. I know. I don't care what those ladies saying. They're lying through their teeth. That lady did not get racist with it. She did not make no racial remarks. They were just mad because they couldn't go in and eat and do what they want, you know, because some people in society just want to, you know, ignore the laws of man and overlook them and, you know, act like they're not there, that there's not consequences of the law of man. I've said this a million times. I don't agree with the laws of man whatsoever. Probably none of them, really. Except maybe the right to bear arms. That's probably the only laws of man. And I don't think I should need a law to tell me I have the right to bear arms. I should be allowed to have whatever weapon in my house to defend my home, whatever. If I need a bazooka to defend my home, then I should be allowed to have a bazooka. I should be allowed to have a rocket launcher if I need a rocket launcher. If I need landmines to protect my home, I should be allowed to have landmines. You know, whatever is needed to protect my home, then I should be allowed. You know, and this idea that somebody's going to be able to protect their home with butter knives and steak knives. Butter knives and steak knives. I mean, I could crumble up every topic, whoever idiot thinks you're going to protect your home with a butter knife or a steak knife, or you're going to protect your home with a baseball bat. When somebody comes with a gun, or even if they come in with a knife, you're not necessarily going to protect your home with a baseball bat, because as soon as they shank you once, that baseball bat's going to drop, and then they're going to baseball bat you. You know, most of y'all people don't even live in reality. Y'all don't even live in the real world. Y'all live in these delusional fairy tales, these made-up imaginary ideas where you don't even think about the consequences or the reactions of the actions whatsoever. So that's what happens. You force the people to get vaccinated. Now you force some proof of vaccination. And people are going to get mad and upset when they can't get to their restaurants because they got to provide proof of vaccination. And then they're going to beat up three on one, beat up an Asian woman and lie about her making racial remarks. Because if you didn't bring it up right away once you got locked up and they put cuffs on you, and you wasn't saying, you wasn't shouting it right away, then you're lying. Your lawyer probably told you to use that. And, oh yeah, the BLM went in front of the restaurant like a bunch of idiots and protested with no proof. You're protesting with no proof? You're a jackass. You're morons. And once again, they're trying to go and act like they care. Like BLM really cares about black lives. Y'all don't care about black lives one bit. Y'all care about LGBT community lives. And the people who started BLM, they're all just living in mansions right now, just popping bottles, celebrating. They don't care about black people one bit. I care more about black people than the whole BLM movement combined. Combined. And you can ask all my black friends, take that to the bank. You can ask all my black friends personally and take that one to the bank that I care more about black people than all the Black Lives Matter movement combined. And I ain't talking about just Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about the movement. I ain't talking about the saying or the slogan. The movement that was actually started by the three lesbian women to be a cover-up for their movement that has nothing to do with the struggle of African-American people. LGBT community people were not enslaved in America because they come from all races, all colors, creeds, shapes, and sizes. LGBT community is not one race. So you cannot attach slavery to the LGBT community movement whatsoever. Because their movement doesn't represent one race. And from what I've heard from people that are actually like homosexuals and gay, they don't really like transgenders. They don't really like transgenders at all. They're not cool with them. They don't classify transgenders as the same boat as gays and homosexuals and lesbians. And I don't either. It's not the same. It's different. It's apples and oranges. Apples and oranges are not the same. Duh. If you didn't know that, apples and oranges are not the same. You know. But yeah, man, that's my take on this whole vaccine passport thing. It's nobody's business. But if a business says they don't want to let vaccinated people in, then you're going to have to require proof to get in. If not, then go somewhere else or stay home and cook like I will. And if you can't cook, hey, and you're a woman, three women who can't cook, who the hell would marry you? That's all I'm going to say. Three women who can't cook, who the hell would marry you? Yeah, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. To anybody that's live on my TikTok, thanks. Pre-recorded on my YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Please hit that click now button and that click now subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Please also hit that like, share, comment if you want to show any love or support. We accept all engagement, good or bad. There's no such thing as bad engagement. All engagement is good engagement when it comes to social media. You know, that helps things go viral. Whether it's good or bad, things go viral off of engagement. You know, don't forget Promo Palace LLC is the sponsor of my podcast, Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, the Common Sense Podcast. Check us out at promopalace.biz. If you need online and marketing promotions for your brand, your product, or your music, go to promopals.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, please go to newlitter.com at newlitter apparel. We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, we got kicks, we even got dog bandanas for your dog to wear, you know, and hopefully we got cat apparel coming soon, but we got t-shirts with cats on them, dogs on them, cute ones, mean dogs, cute cats, whatever. You know, but if, like I said, dog lover, cat lover, check out newlitter.com. Also, for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle. Dizzle brand, just add ice, do your Dizzle. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and more. You know, make sure the TikTokers see this right here, Dizzle. Got my little bottle right here. Got Dizzle right here. You know, the Dizzle board is Dizzle. We playing for Shizzle, don't play. And make sure you have it on ice, because, yeah, so I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Stay tuning in for your sports news, music news, politics news, world events news, and more. Once again, I'm your host, Paul Pickett, Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, the Common Sense Podcast, your source for sports, music, world events, politics, and more. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.